Hi, this is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are studying Paul's letter to the Romans, and we are now in chapter 4, and we're going to read verses 1 through 3. What shall we say then that Abraham our father as pertaining to the flesh hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. We pointed out last time that the law is not made void through faith. God's righteousness is borne witness to by the law and the prophets. And here in chapter 4 of Romans, we have two examples, Abraham and David. Abraham is found in Genesis, one of the books of Moses, which are called the law, and David is found in the prophets. Abraham is the most popular man in the world. He was a shining example in a world of idolatry. He believed God and walked with him. So if anyone could boast, it would be Abraham. But what does the Scripture say about Abraham? Now that is the great question. What does the Scripture say? Not what we think about it. Too often we say, what does our pastor say? Or what do the church fathers say? Or what does our doctrinal statement say? The question, however, can only be answered by reading the Scriptures themselves. What do they say? Here we read, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. That's what the Scripture said. Believing is the only thing you and I can do without doing anything. In Genesis 15, God told Abraham to look up at the stars. Abraham looked up. God said, count the stars. Abraham looked up and tried. He went, 1, 2, 3, I can't count them. The Lord said, okay, you'll have that many kids, Abraham. Abraham, though he was old and his body not functioning sexually, believed God. He said, I can't, but God can, and that's faith. Now notice the word counted here in Romans 4. This word occurs a number of times in this chapter. The King James translates it counted, imputed, reckoned. It means to reckon something true, but it all is from the same Greek word. Abraham in himself was not righteous. He was counted righteous. To give an example, at one time in the United States, we used to be on a gold standard, and a paper dollar would represent gold that would be in a bank somewhere. You could take that paper dollar to the bank and get the gold for that dollar. That piece of paper was worth nothing in itself, but the value of the gold was reckoned to that dollar. And so we are not righteous in ourselves, but we are reckoned righteous by God. When we believe in what Christ did for us, notice also that in the case of Abraham, we see that Abraham believed something specific. We believe something specific. Abraham believed that God is the God of resurrection, and resurrection is the key to Christianity. We believe that God raised up his son, Jesus Christ, and one day he will raise those who died. Resurrection is the hope, not death. The great question in the Bible is not, where do you go when you die, but if a man die, shall he live again? Now in Romans 4, verses 4 through 5, we read, now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. The worker gets deserved wages. He works and expects to be paid. He does not say thank you for what he earned. It's owed to him. But to the man who does not work, but believes on God who justifies the ungodly, notice, the ungodly, not good people, his faith is reckoned for righteousness. To him that worketh not, but believeth. Think of that. And this is what distinguishes Christianity from all other religions. We do not work, but believe, and we are reckoned righteous by God. What a great news we have in the gospel of grace. This is Dan Sheridan. You can find me at crossandthrone.com. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.